You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Week 9 Mailbag, the Raiders Week Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And boy, it's been quite a while, it seems, since the phrase Raiders Week meant something. But this is the biggest game between the two teams, I would say, since all the way back in 2002. And let's go to a potential storyline in this game, the health of Aqib Talib. From at MirrorMirror2 on Twitter, Miranda, are we going to be without Talib Sunday? If so, how will the matchup on the outside play with Cooper and Crabtree? Well, that's something that we may not know until game time. You know, he went out to California for a second opinion on Thursday regarding his lower back issue, and you know, Kubiak seemed to have some optimism about where he stood. So maybe that means he'll be available. But if he's not, then don't forget you've also got Kayvon Webster's hamstring injury you're dealing with. So with Cooper and Crabtree, I think you'd see both Bradley Roby and Chris Harris Jr. on each of them. Maybe you see them switch off from time to time, depending on the matchup. The big key, I think, if Talib and Kayvon Webster can't go, is Lorenzo Doss. Now, Doss, of course, had a couple of passes of defense last week against San Diego. Had a nose for the football. Wade Phillips had a great line at his press conference on Thursday, how some of his pick sixes that covered the field, you know, might have led to Mark Sanchez getting cut because of course, he had a spate of interceptions in training camp, most of them off of Mark Sanchez. So Doss, he's a ball hawk. He knows how to react well when the ball's thrown his way. But if he has to play, you figure the Raiders might test him from time to time. It'll be interesting to see what they do. But if Talib and Webster can't go, I'd say you'd see Harris on Cooper sometimes, on Crabtree others. I think you'd see them switch off. Harris and Bradley Roby switch off on the Raiders' top two receivers. Second question from Harold Schwartz. If Wade Phillips coaches from the press box, how will that change the defensive play calling? Well, in terms of the play calls, I don't think it will change anything. The big thing will be where they're coming from. Wade Phillips, he hasn't coached in the box since 2011. He did mention in his press conference how he coached in the box when he was a position coach back in Houston in the late 70s and into 1980. There's a famous NFL film shot of Wade Phillips being angry after a bad call in the 1979 AFC Championship game. So he's been up in the box before. Now, the one thing that's different for Wade Phillips now than when he was in the box before is the fact that the coach in the press box can communicate directly with a player on the field. The player that has the radio receiver can hear exactly what's being said from the press box or from the sideline. It's the team's choice. So Wade Phillips can be talking with Brandon Marshall, who has the green sticker on the back of his helmet. Or if Marshall has a hamstring issue, then Corey Nelson will be the guy listening to Wade Phillips. But because he can communicate directly and get the play in directly, I don't think it'll have that much of an impact. Maybe you'll see a little bit different coaching on the sideline without Wade Phillips, but as far as how the play calling goes, expect no change if he's upstairs. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag before the New Orleans game, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.